Our series about race relations concludes today on WUWM. Project Milwaukee Black and White culminated in a panel discussion earlier this week at the Mitchell Park Domes. Here's a snapshot of the comments our panel members offered. Our panelists were Mark Levine of UW-Milwaukee, Tim Sheehy, head of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Enrique Figueroa, director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at UWM, Howard Fuller of Marquette University, and Paula Pennebaker, president and CEO of the YWCA of Greater Milwaukee.
There's been a lot of denial around here of the long list of racial disparities and polarization indicators in which, not that, you know, Milwaukee is sort of bad, like a lot of cities are bad, but that we are at the bottom at on indicator after indicator. I mean, this is, you know, obviously a big chunk of what I've done in my, you know, professional career is sort of, it's kind of gloomy, actually, if you think about it, documenting, you know, these sorts of things. But, you know, lowest or near lowest in the rate of black business ownership, lowest in the proportion of blacks in management positions, lowest in terms of white-black income disparities, highest rate of black male joblessness in the country. I mean, you can go down the list of literally 15 or 20 key indicators, and those all tell me that we've got a core problem here, not just of race relations, clearly racism.
Where I see the best harmony in the business community, quite frankly, is in our fuel group, our young professionals group. That's the most diverse group. That's the most impatient group, and that is the group that has the most choice in front of them. And if they don't see what they need in their company, if they don't see what they need in their community in terms of an engaging, diverse, I like to toss out the word tolerance, I like the word harmony, if they don't see that, they've got choices. And those choices can take them all over the country and all over the world. And I think that one thing Milwaukee has to recognize is that we've got to go out and execute and do it quickly, because there's too much competition and too much choice all over this country and in other parts of the world. And there is no such thing anymore as staying in place.
I teach an Introduction to Latino Studies course. I run this Latino nonprofit leadership program. And it's clear that students want and desire something to know about race history in our country. Kids do not see race as much as we used to, but they want to know about the implications and the historical development of that. And I think the more people are aware of that history, the more comfortable and the better prepared they're going to be to address the issue. The low numbers of African Americans and Latino kids that are in our community that have bachelor's degrees. The real question is, why is that? Is it just because we do not have the intellectual capabilities of achieving that? Or is there other structural elements that are in our school system that is somehow preventing, at a very different rate, these individuals from obtaining those kind of degrees?
I just want to remind people of a great African-American philosopher named Junebug Jabbo-Jones. And what Junebug Jabbo-Jones said, he said, "Mr. Say ain't nothing. Mr. Do is the man." And ultimately, unless we're going to figure out a way to actually do things about what we see out here, nothing is going to happen. Pick something concrete and work on it. And actually try to make something happen that's different than what is currently happening.